friends, happy Monday. It is the beginning of a brand new week and the start of a brand new episode. I hope you are well on this day. Hope you're feeling good. I watched Royal Rumble this weekend because that's right, ladies and gentlemen, the guy's gone. Vince is gone and no longer in charge. It's about friggin' time. I won't go into the details of the things that were released, because frankly, they are disgusting and sick and horrible. But the dude is gone. Finally. Royal Rumble was excellent. The men's Royal Rumble was not as good. It was good, but it was not as good as the female or women's Royal Rumble. That was a more planned out thing. A lot of people were saying that maybe, and I don't really know whether or not, a lot of people were saying that possibly the men's Royal Rumble didn't have much planning time because what went down with Vince went down with Vince, and maybe Triple H was distracted, obviously, but, and he didn't have a chance to, you know, flesh out the men's Royal Rumble as much. But regardless, the women's Royal Rumble is the highlight anyway. That was the thing that was the best part of the show. I thought Kevin Owens and Logan Paul was really good for the United States title. I thought it was a unique finish. I won't spoil it. If you haven't seen it, you want to watch it. It was a good show. Four matches, but the time was used well, and it was maximized well, and I thought the pay-per-view was really good. Looking forward to the Elimination Chamber. I will tell you, however, that I will not watch it at its time or usual time because of the fact that I'm not going to watch a pay-per-view or a PLE at 5 in the morning on the 24th of February. It's just not going to happen. So I'll watch it later, just not as it's happening. It'll be good stuff because it should be out relatively efficiently after it's done, and everything is good. And, you know, when you're under new ownership, and I'm glad the UFC or Endeavor, should I say, Endeavor, is doing this, because when you're under the ownership of a new partner. And in today's culture, you can't do what Vince did. The dude's just sick. That's all I'm going to say about that. The dude is sick. And I'm glad he's gone. If I say more, I'm going to be disgusted more. I'm going to be angry more. So if you want to look into what Vince has done, what's been released, go ahead. I'm not going to rant about it on the show because a lot of people have done it over the last few days. Those of us who are wrestling fans have done that. And we're all completely and utterly disgusted. So if you want to be placed in a really bad mood, disgusted, go ahead and look at it. Vince, you're a crazy, demented son of a gun. And I'm glad you're gone. That's all I'm going to say today, folks. Make it a great one. Make it a better one than the day Vince is having. Though I will say Vince deserves the days that are coming up, because more stuff is going to come out. And yeah, it's inexcusably crazy and just nuts. You, however, good listener, dear listener, my friends, are more than welcome to have a better day than Mr. Vince McMahon. Be blessed, share love, share light, share good things. Be bright. You are awesome. Have a wonderful day. We'll talk again soon. Grace and peace. Happy Monday, everybody. Howdy, friends. Happy Tuesday. Welcome to Storytime with Pete on this day. I am in a position now where I have begun the day because I had to do a shipped order, and I'm going to get restocked on groceries today. I needed some. And with this acid reflux diet, I'm really learning what works and what doesn't work. Doing it bit by bit, pieces by pieces, you know, not necessarily piece by piece, but I'm trying to figure out what works and what doesn't. Trying to stay as acid reflux free as I can and not have to worry about the medication so much. I'm trying to manage as much as I can with diet. I did find a couple of cookbooks the other day that I'll probably pull the trigger on. I was a little disappointed with a couple of them because they were diet oriented, and I'm in a position now because I've changed my lifestyle and because I'm being careful with that, I don't really need to lose weight, because of the lifestyle changes that I've made. I have lost a little weight, I think, and I don't want to over lose weight. I want to maintain a healthy balance of weight and still have really decent food, or decent tasting food at least. So I found a couple of cookbooks while taking a closer look at Amazon the other day, and I've got a couple of books with a cup with probably, and I looked closer, and if I get these two books, A, the recipes are supposed to be easy, and B, there are about 265 recipes between the two books that are there. So I figure that's a good starting point. And I feel a little bit better about necessarily creating space for food to be good and enjoyable and still maintain a good balanced diet and have decent food while having to navigate around a GERD diet and deal with a GERD diet. I was a little discouraged when I first found out about what you can and can't do. And I've noticed that every website, doesn't matter if it's a recipe or if it's an educational website, if you're learning about GERD, every site will tell you what you already know when you research what it means to have a GERD, live a GERD lifestyle, and if you have to live the GERD diet. Like, even if you know already, every website will insist to tell you, you can't do this, you can't do this, you can't do this, you gotta do this, you gotta do that. And I think, I don't know if it's because they think they're covering their butts, but if you do diligent research, you're gonna know what you can and can't do with a GERD diet anyway. So I think some websites, when it comes to GERD management, though it is important and you have to know, especially when you're pulling the trigger on a different sort of lifestyle and you have to know how to manage it, I get that. But not every website, and I'm not sure who I'm speaking to in this particular instance, not every website has to tell us what GERD is, okay? I think you think you're being diligent, and that's wonderful, and I'm going on a rant here. But if we know we're living a GERD lifestyle and we have to adhere to certain things, we don't need every website to tell us what triggers GERD, what to stay away from GERD, if we've already done the research. Now, I know America's weird. I know not everybody is as diligent as I am. I know that there are people out there that aren't as diligent, as I say, as I am. But like, if you have a GERD style and you wanna lead a healthy life, you gotta trust that some people know what they're talking about. Most people care about taking care of themselves, and most people are gonna be diligent about, you know, I have to adjust this now, I have to do this. You don't have to tell us with every website what a GERD diet is.
You don't have to tell us with every recipe what a GERD diet is. I'm sorry for the rant, but I've looked at recipes for several weeks now just to get some new and fresh ideas. And every website with every recipe tells you can't do this, you can't do this. It's frustrating. It's like websites think we're not intelligent folks. It's weird. Rant over. I'm sorry. I've just noticed a lot lately that websites tend to do that. Alright, that's basically what's on my heart and mind this morning. Apparently I had to vent that. I had to let that one out. It's been in there for a while, apparently, maybe. But yeah, I've found a couple of cookbooks that look promising because they're not necessarily diet foods, or they don't appear to be diet foods, but they're decent foods that you can still eat well, having and managing GERD. All right, everybody, that was basically what I wanted to talk about this morning, and I'm sorry that some of it was like a fired up rant and a little bit negative and weird, but apparently I had to let that one out. So I'll talk to you all a little bit later. Have a wonderful day. I promise I won't rant about that again. Don't know where it came from. But I love you all, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Good morning, everybody. One of my favorite new shows on Peacock/NBC is back in the swing of things. It started again on actually Monday night, but I was able to watch it for the first time Tuesday, because it airs the day after it actually airs on TV on Peacock, as far as I know. That's how it works. So The Irrational is back. I watched the episode, enjoyed it. Gonna watch the episode probably again with my parents, because they like that show, and I have no problem watching it again because it's good. It's really good. If you haven't heard of The Irrational yet, the guy that used to play Barry's adopted dad on The Flash, the guy who played Joe West, plays a behavioral science professor, and he helps the FBI, which happens to connect his ex-wife, because she's an FBI agent, to cases sometimes, or he connects to her cases sometimes to help her out with cases that might be irrational, and deal with irrational behavior, and deal with unique cases that can't be explained or fathomed or handled by the FBI. And when they need a behavioral expert, they call him. And it's a really interesting show. Jesse L. Martin is in it. If you like Jesse L. Martin, you're going to like this show a lot. So far, I've enjoyed it. I hope it gets picked up for a second season, but I also hope this first season finishes well before then, so that it does get picked up. I think it's got legs, I think it's got potential, and I think it's a really good show. The Chicago shows are tonight, so I'll get to watch them on Thursday, because as I say, with Peacock, stuff arrives a day later. But all three shows will be available after tonight into Thursday. I'll probably read another issue of Ninja Turtles tonight, since I have a freshly charged iPad, and I can check on another issue of that. As I say, I'm on the second volume of that. I'm really enjoying it, and I can't wait to see how the story continues. I think I'm on issue 15 now of the second book. So I think by time I get this volume done, I'll have read 30 issues of the series so far. So there you go. Everybody says it's really good. Everybody enjoys it. Everybody praises it. And so far, it's a really decent book. And I can't wait to continue the adventure and the story, and see where the Ninja Turtles end up with within this IDW series. So far, I've really gotten into it. As I've mentioned numerous times on the podcast before, that's what's on my heart and mind for this Thursday. Or, I'm sorry, I'm thinking Thursday because I want to watch the Chicago show so bad, but it's Wednesday. That's it for the news this Wednesday. I hope you're doing well. Hope you're feeling good. And in just a few hours, I get to hang out with my friend Lisa and do a yoga session and have a really good day. And we'll talk again soon. Until then, may grace, peace, and love be with you all. Be safe, everybody. We'll talk tomorrow. Be well. Good morning, friends. Happy Thursday. I hope you are well. This podcast is going to be brief because I started the morning with something quite positive, and it's going to be, my day's going to remain positive. I'm not going to let this crap, get me down or, you know, soil my mood. I myself am in a good mood, and I'm going to stay in a good mood. I'm going to stay committed to being in a good mood. But I started the morning with a fantastic interview from Comics Are Dope. Started listening to the podcast in which BJ talked to Christopher Priest. And I think it's going to be a multifaceted, multi-part podcast. It should continue next week sometime. That was a great conversation. But now I have found a YouTube video where a lawyer, a criminal lawyer, actually talks about some of this stuff that, pardon me, folks, actually talks about some of the case that Janelle Grant has against Vince McMahon. And he breaks down, as a criminal lawyer, why Vince is in such deep doo-doo. I'm saying deep doo-doo, even though I don't want to say deep doo-doo. But I realize that you might be listening to this podcast, there might be kids in the room, there might be sensitive folks in the room, so I'm not going to say what I want to say, even though it's my podcast and I can say what I want to say. I realize that there are other folks that might be listening to this, like I say, that have sensitive ears or sensitive thoughts. So I'm gonna listen to the lawyer break this down and talk about why it's so freaking horrible. Multiple people who have read this 67-page craziness, people in the business, people who aren't in the business, people who knew Vince, people who worked with Vince, say it's nuts. And even in the beginning of this video, this guy's like, you know, I'm gonna read you some crazy stuff. I'll say it that way. So I'm finally going to get to hear a criminal lawyer talk about why this is so insanely crazy. That's what's on my heart and mind this morning. I'm finally going to get to somebody who knows the extent of the law, who has a law perspective, as somebody who works in that field. They're going to talk about it, and I'm going to subject myself, because I don't want to, you know, necessarily get all riled up about it, even though I probably will to some degree, because it's nuts and I don't like the abuse of women in any way. I never have and I never will. So, you know, in fact, the abuse of women is one of my triggers. So maybe it's not wise that I'm listening to this. I don't know. But I just want to hear a criminal lawyer talk about this craziness and then, you know, get a law perspective on it and see where that comes in. In the very beginning of the video, which I just started, the guy did say that he doesn't understand why Vince isn't being prosecuted and he should be prosecuted. And based on what I've heard, and I know it's hearsay because you're hearing about people who, you know, have read it, who have no extent of the law, who have no idea what the law is looking like. This is the first time I'm going to get it from a legal or a law-intensive perspective. So this is going to be an interesting listen and somewhat of a disturbing listen, but this is something that I've been waiting for quite some time. This perspective is something I've been waiting to, you know, wrap my head around and wrap things around. We'll see what happens. This may not be the most healthy thing for me to do right now, because you know, it, like I said, I just said like the abuse of women is like one of my triggers, but my curiosity's got the best of me, and I'm probably gonna listen to this. It will not ruin my day because I will not let it, but I'm finally getting a perspective that I've been waiting to get for a while now, so we'll see how this goes. I hope you have a blessed day. Hope you're thinking about happier things than what I'm about to go into. Like I say, it's not going to destroy me. It's not going to mess up my day. I won't let it, but this is something I've been waiting for. So I'm going to go listen to this. Be blessed, be well, and we'll talk again soon. Okay? Have a great day. Friends, now that I have a functional iPad back, or an iPad that has a much better battery now, I'm enjoying comic books a lot more. Happy Friday. Hope you're doing well. Hope you're feeling good. And I gotta tell you, not only am I enjoying comics lately, but I'm enjoying the media world around comics, specifically the media world around YouTube, because you have comic book fans such as I who have podcasts. One of my favorites at the moment is BJ Kicks, and comics are dope. I love that YouTube channel and the podcast itself. I also love Omar and Near Mint Condition, as I've followed for years. And then I love going to various YouTube videos and checking out comic book shops that are still around, some of which are gone now and some of which still exist, but there are a lot of really cool comic book shops all around the world. And then you look at people's collections, and it's really awesome to see the collections they've built up, whether they're floppies or collected editions. I'm a guy who tends to stick to collected editions if I can help it. As I collect more books, I probably will go to building my own collections on Amazon more and more, because my hope is to someday collect as many Superman comics as I can, and not a lot of Superman is collected, so I'm gonna have to make collections of my own. I know, and so we'll see what that looks like when I'm more prone to do it in the future. Right now, as you know, if you've been listening to this podcast for any length of time in the recent days, connected to 2024, you know I'm currently reading the IDW Ninja Turtles series, and I'm on the second volume of that, and I'm really enjoying that. After that, I'll probably be reading the volumes of Radiant Black I have. That's my next goal over that. And after that, I don't know if I'm going to go to Black Panther or I'm going to go to Daredevil. Probably Black Panther, because I've heard really good things about the Christopher Priest run, and I'm kind of really into it, because a lot of people say in the comic book world that it's a good place to start if you're not super familiar with the character. And I'm sad to say that as a relatively new school comic book fan, I'm not that familiar with Black Panther. Of course, I've seen the movies. Or one of the movies, I think I saw the first movie. I don't know that I've seen the sequel. But I'm not that familiar with the character. So they say a lot of people say the Christopher Priest run is a great place to start for new readers. So I think I'm going to start with that as it relates to the Black Panther character. It's like a 62 issue run in 5 volumes. I've heard really good things, and I'm going to probably dive into it after the Radiant Black. I catch up with that series. So, at least that's the plan right now, I think. I think I'm going to go from Radiant Black to Black Panther. That's basically what's on my heart and mind today. I hope you're doing well. Hope you're feeling good. And I'm looking forward to having a good weekend. This business with the wrestling thing more and more keeps coming out. I personally don't think it looks good for Vince McMahon. I really don't. That's all I'm going to say to to close this out. And the only other thing I will say before I close this out is he deserves everything he's gonna get. The guy is a major sick and sadistic fool. He may have had a huge hand in wrestling, but when you have that character, It's inexcusable. It's inexcusable. You cannot do what he has done and get away with it. I'm sorry. Justice needs to be served. And I often don't say that about folks. But if what I have explored over the past few days is true, which based on his past transgressions I tend to think that most of it may be true. Oi, 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 oi. Yeah. I didn't mean to end on such a somber note. You are loved. You are full of light. I will see you next week. Have a great weekend. I think this weekend I'm going to try to get back into endurance racing. Let's start there. Let's take it out of this funk of what I just talked about and say something positive and happy. See you next week. Grace and peace. Have a great weekend.